Because if there's anything that we need to do, amen, it is grab a hold of what has been already given. Amen. Accept the privilege that has already been bestowed. Amen. Glory to God. Live up to what God has granted to you and I. Amen. Live in the middle of the blessing. Amen. That oil will never run out. Amen. We have been granted to be sons and daughters of a king. Amen. That means you are a prince. Hallelujah. And you are, if you will, a princess. Amen. In the house of the Lord. Amen. We have been bestowed upon us a heavenly privilege. Amen. To allow, amen, his kingdom to come down and to dwell in the hearts of men. Amen. There's no greater privilege that you and I could have than to be able to know tonight that we have been adopted into the family of God. Amen. We are joint heirs with Christ. Amen. There is no privilege that he had, if you will, here on this earth that cannot and has not been, amen, granted to you and I. Amen. Oh, I want us to realize tonight that we are royalty. Amen. In the kingdom of God. Amen. The world may never see you in royal clothes, and they may never look at you as a royal being. Amen. But I want to tell you tonight, amen, I know that we are earthly. I know that we are fleshly. Amen. But God has saved and redeemed, amen, this life from sin. Amen. He has set me free. Amen. He has adopted me into his family. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn over to Acts chapter 12 tonight. Acts chapter 12. Glory to God. Feel his presence here tonight. Amen. I know that every night has been different. And I know already it's already been different. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You've heard a country boy sing a hymn. Amen. The way they ain't supposed to be sung. Amen. But that's just the way I learned. So you have to pardon me here. Glory to God. Amen. I don't know how to do them right. Amen. I grew up, well, hallelujah. Get off that. But I want to tell you tonight, amen, it's already been different. Amen. But it doesn't mean, amen, it doesn't mean, amen, that we here we are. And I know that we're in this place to receive from the Lord. And I appreciate everything everybody's done. I appreciate all your digging. I appreciate your perseverance in the altars. I appreciate those getting in and praying with these. Amen. We must have altar workers. Amen. Yes, we must. Amen. I appreciate everyone who's worked in the altars. Amen. Because that's what makes, amen, that's what helps. But I want you to look tonight, amen, here in Acts chapter 12, a scripture that we have read many times, but I want to read it to you again. Amen. Acts chapter 12 and beginning reading of verse 6. And when Herod would have brought him forth, talking about Peter. Amen. If I could just stop right here, James, we find here in this verse 12 that James had already killed the brother of John with a sword. Herod had caught Peter, if you will, put him in prison. Amen. We find that execution is ready to be made the very next day. And this is where we pick up. Amen. Peter's in prison, ready to be executed the next day. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keeper of the doors, the keeper before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shone in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly," and his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he saith unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Amen. He thought that he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came into the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." Amen. I want you to look there back there at that verse. Amen. When we find here, he said, amen, but thought he saw a vision. Amen. Oh, here he was. The Bible said that he was bound. He was in prison. But all along, even in the instruction the angel had given, amen, to get up and get his clothes on and his sandals on his feet and to follow him, he still thought that he saw a vision. Amen. We find that he stayed in this state, amen, until he gets outside the gate. And the Bible said they had went one street. Amen. And then he comes to himself. Amen. He finds that what God, amen, he thought that God had showed him in a vision was really the reality. Amen. It was not a dream. Amen. It was not a dream. But it was really reality. And I'd like to preach to you here just a little while on this thought. Amen. When your dreams become reality. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, I need you tonight. I need the Holy Ghost to move upon me. I felt the unction of the Holy Ghost today, Lord. You know, Lord, as you placed the burden upon me. And I asked tonight, God, that I could preach it, Lord. I could preach it, Lord. Help me tonight. Lord, we're in this place and we still need help. And we still need deliverance. And we still need to walk out. We still need freedom. And we still need the unction of the Holy Ghost. We still need a stirring of the Spirit within our heart. And God, I ask that you would do it tonight. Anoint me and anoint the ears of the hearers that our spirits could bear witness with your word and with your power and presence of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. I want you to look at this. When your dreams become reality. Amen. You ever got in your mind that you wanted something? Maybe you're in a circumstance and maybe in your mind you realize, amen, you create the perfect scenario. Amen. Sometimes we put that into place. Maybe, amen, I've been on jobs and they've wanted us to figure out something. What's the best idea here? And so we'll put our heads together and we'll stand there for a while. Amen. We'll work it up in our mind and say, well, amen, this is how it should look. Amen. There's been times me and my wife's built a couple homes. And when I did, we sat down and I looked through plan books and couldn't find anything that I liked. Amen. I found a few that just wasn't exactly what I wanted. Found some floor plans, but it wasn't just exactly the way my wife liked it. Amen. So we just kind of sat down, amen, and we drew out what we wanted. Amen. We put our dreams on paper. Amen. We drew them out. Amen. And then when the finished product was there, amen, we stood back and looked at it and walked through it. Amen. Our dreams became reality. And I want you to look here tonight, amen, that some of you may feel like that you are but in a dream. Amen. You may feel like here tonight that you are in a place, amen, that you really don't understand. Amen. You may feel here tonight, amen, that some of the victories that God has given you, amen, you really haven't felt the reality of it yet. Amen. I tell you, God has given you victory, and you need to hold on to the victory that God has given you. Amen. Amen. You need to hold fast to it tonight. If he hasn't given you victory, amen, there's still opportunity. Glory to God. Amen. Here we are in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. I want to tell you something. Peter went, amen, here he was. Amen. I want you to look at something. Amen. Peter lays down his head that night. Amen. When he lays down, he knows tomorrow is his day. Amen. I can't imagine for the life of me why in the world that Peter was sleeping. Amen. Because most of us, when trials come our way, amen, we lay awake all night long pondering a way out of it. Amen. We try to think and direct ourselves. How, Lord, I don't know how it's going to happen. Amen. But God, you got to see me through this. Amen. Here's a man, the Bible said, he's laying in prison. Amen. Between two soldiers. Amen. He's laying there between the enemy. Amen. The Bible said that he is bound with two chains. Amen. One up on each hand. And then we find, amen, it said that there are keepers outside of the door where he is. Amen. It's a hopeless situation to find a way of escape. Amen. Glory to God. But I want you to look here tonight. I tell you, amen, I felt like tonight, amen, that somebody was in this place. And amen, you may be feeling like you're sleeping between the enemy. Amen. You may be found like you're bound by the chains of the enemy. Amen. You have seen, amen, the light of deliverance. Amen. But I want you to take the attitude, amen, of Peter right here. Amen. And realize that, hey, I'm going to lay my head down on a pillow at night, amen, because my God, amen, has already won the victory, amen, my God is going to see me through, amen, I believe that Peter got a confidence in God, amen, that God would not fail him, and God would not leave him, amen, I tell you, Peter had, amen, something in his heart, amen, to give him a peace that passes understanding, and I want to tell you, the Lord will give the same thing to you, amen, but you must be like Peter, and you must be willing to look, amen, to look to heaven and know that God will come through, amen, for you. Amen. Are you waiting on deliverance tonight? Amen. Are you waiting on deliverance? Amen. Glory to God, you right there at that place. Amen. What you need is heaven to move for you. Amen. You need the Holy Ghost to move on you. Amen. You felt the touch of glory. Amen. But the devil's done battle in this revival. And I felt like preaching, you've got to quit. Amen. Listening to what the devil said. Amen. You've got to quit listening to the voice. Amen. Of the tempter, you've got to quit listening to the voice of the greatest liar that's ever been. Amen. Glory to God, because he will do his best to bring you down. Hallelujah. The worst thing that we can do as saints of God, Lord, help me preach here tonight. Amen. If you don't mind, I may use some of your testimonies that you testified this. The worst thing you can ever do is to be in Peter's situation. Battling the devil, Brother Stevens. He may never tore me apart physically. Amen. But there's been times that I've had been in the battle, and so have you. Amen. You've been in the battle as well. But the worst thing you can do is entertain fear. Amen. The worst thing you can do is entertain doubt that God's going to move. Amen. We are in a time where we are entertaining the spirits of demonic forces. We are entertaining the spirits, amen, of the world. You say, what's doubt? Is that of God? No, it's of the devil. And the devil wants to bring that into our heart. And we entertain it. We lay there and begin to doubt. Amen. Our minds begin to worry. Worry. It's of the devil. We entertain spirits. We are not battling against flesh and blood. This is a spiritual warfare. Amen. This is a spiritual warfare. And you are in a battle right now. Whatever the devil spoke to your mind. Amen. You must realize that you cannot lay in prison. Amen. You cannot lay bound. And you cannot lay defeated. Amen. You cannot lay there. Amen. What would have happened? Amen. If Peter would have laid there sleepless. Amen. What would happen? If you'd have laid there and said, Lord, amen, I don't think you're going to get me out of this one. Amen. If I could just put it in general terms, Lord, you're not going to heal. Lord, you're not going to bring me through. God, you're not going to do what you said you would do. Lord, I don't know where you are right now. Amen. But I know my head's going to be on the chopping block in the morning. Amen. I don't know, Lord, where you are. And Ray laid there and wrestled and tossed and turned. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The sister's not in here yet. Amen. Sister Lane, she said the other night, she said, when that came to me, that spirit came upon me. Amen. What'd she say she did? Amen. She immediately recognized it, said, no, I will not go there. And I want to preach to your church tonight. Amen. The devil may come against you and bring those things to your heart and to your mind. But you've got to look back at the devil and say, no, I am not going back. I am not going back. I am not going to entertain it again. I'm not going to take me down that road again. Amen. The devil wants to defeat the church. And he's doing it because we have brought them in and entertained. Amen. Spirits that should have never been entertained. I tell you, I've done it myself. I mean, I've brought the spirit of worry. Amen. Right into my heart, and I've sat there and coddled him and petted him, amen, all night long. I've wrestled with him and talked to him, amen, worried and worried and worried and entertained. Amen. It is not a spirit, amen, that we should dabble with. It's not a spirit that we, hey, I want to preach to a church. You're looking at me awful funny. Amen. What is the problem today? Amen. Why are we so faithless? Because we have entertained a spirit of faithlessness. Amen. Oh, that God's not going to, and God's not going to feel you. Amen. What you need to do is obey God. Amen. Oh, when the spirit comes in, the Bible said that the light shined in the prison. And when the light shined in the prison, amen, I want you to recognize Peter, amen, did not wake up immediately. Oh, glory to God. But the Bible said that the angel, amen, smote him and woke him up. And he said, arise, amen, get up. It wasn't when the light shined in that the chains fell off. It wasn't when he smote him that the chains fell off. I want to tell you, saint of God, but it's when Peter got up. Amen. That the chains fell away. And there was liberty. Amen. In his life. And I want to tell you, you will not, amen, find liberty just in the light of the power of God in these services. But you will get, amen, in his presence. And you will find liberty when you arise and meet the challenge. And say, God, I will get up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We come and we feel, oh, what a precious presence we have felt of the Lord. I'm not discounting what we have felt, but I have seen people shout over top of sin and walk away just as faithless and just defeated as they came. Amen. Oh, glory to God. I've seen people come and the light of God shine in the service. Amen. Shine on them and they still sit. Amen. If I could stop right here. I want you to notice something about this story. I haven't read it all. It's important, and I plead with you tonight. If you are physically able, and I know some are not, and you don't have the ability, maybe, but when this altar call is made tonight, there are some that are bound and in prison. They're just believing God. They've got peace in their heart with it. But what they need is the church to pray for. Peter couldn't do nothing himself. But we find a church over a little house. We find a church that said they were praying without ceasing. They were interceding. They were calling on God. They were begging the Lord. And I want to tell you, you may not need something from the Lord. Maybe you've already got everything you got, but you may need to come to this altar and pray with somebody that needs a church to pray with them. You need to come. Amen. I don't find where Peter stayed up and prayed all night. Amen. I don't know. I'm not saying he was 100% positive. Amen. Maybe he just got so tired of fretting. Maybe his body was so weary. Amen. From worry. Amen. We don't know exactly. Amen. Maybe it's just the opposite of being positive. Amen. Maybe he was tired and discouraged. Amen. Maybe he cried himself to sleep, begging God to move for him. And finally, sleep came in the wee hours of the morning. Amen. And glory to God. But there was a church that still prayed. Amen. There was a church that still reaching. There was a church that still longing to see a move. There was a church that was still longing, amen, to see liberty. And I want to preach to you tonight, church, pray. Amen. Pray and call on God. He will deliver and he will send help. Amen. But we can't entertain, amen, the spirits of doubt and fear and discouragement. We've got to look to heaven. Amen. We've got to look to heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Ghost, give us liberty here tonight. Give us liberty, Lord. Give us liberty. Hallelujah. I need your liberty, Lord. Sweet Holy Ghost. They're entertaining. We are entertaining spirits, it seems like. Amen. And I could get into them tonight. I ain't going to take a lot of time on them. I feel like going a different direction. Amen. We've entertained the spirit of compromise so much that some even doubt the way they live. Amen. Some even doubt their salvation. Some even doubt that holiness is right. Amen. Because they've entertained the doubt. Amen. Of the world. Amen. I read a little thing today. It got to my heart stirred. Amen, brother. Amen. I can't remember who said it last night, but talking about, amen, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. I read a little thing today. Amen. By Vance Havner. And Vance Havner said, amen. He said, the scholars think they may have it figured out. Amen. And what happens is we begin to consult our commentaries and our scholars over top of the word. Well, that's what the word of God says. Let's go find out, see what these learned men say. Amen. And when we begin to read learned men, I've read 4 or 5 commentaries in a row. And I just closed the book and said, forget it. I don't think any of them know what they're talking about. Amen. Have you ever been there? Hallelujah. Because every one of them's got a different opinion. Amen. Sometimes. And I've got so frustrated with it. But Vance Havner said, amen, let God be true and the scholar's a liar. Amen. What the word said, believe it. Hallelujah. What the word said, believe it. Oh, hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, amen, the Bible said, amen, the Bible said that we can pray for the sick and they shall recover. Amen. Call for the elders of the church and anoint with oil. Amen. Oh, Vance Havner said, amen, let God be true and every man a liar. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Let the devil be a liar. Amen. His rightful place. Amen. He's lied and cheated and talked about us long enough. I tell you, we need to claim the word of God. Amen. Let God and his word be true. Let the power of everything written, amen, hold fast in our heart. Let it be true and everything else a liar. Amen. We need to quit consulting the world, amen, for information. You are entertaining a spirit of an ecumenical church. Amen. We must let God be true and this generation be a liar. Amen. If need be, let God be true and me a liar. The word of God is real. It is true. It is holy. It is pure. It is upright. It'll direct your paths. It'll lead you in righteousness. Amen. You must let God be true. Oh, hallelujah. What's he spoken to your heart? Through the unction of the Holy Ghost. Let the devil be a liar. I wish I could paint a picture of it tonight. But I have seen so many people entertain spirits right in the house of the Lord that they never leave. Revival comes and goes. I remember in youth camp one year, a young man we had been praying for wanted to see him really filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I knew that there were some things in his life he wasn't ever going to get the Holy Ghost until he got himself sanctified. Saved and sanctified. Amen. Amen. Cleanse from past works of evil. You know, when you get saved, you quit doing old things. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Amen. But I still remember the service he was on. Side in youth camp. And I still remember people getting around and praying. Some of them shouting. And he just starts shouting, jumping up and down. Amen. Jumping up and down. Just having himself a time. Amen. I ain't saying that God didn't come down and try to touch him, trying to move on him. Amen. He just miscarried it. Amen. He wasn't willing to give up, so he just shouted himself a little jig. Hallelujah. And walked away the same. Walked away the same. entertaining spirits, folks. We are entertaining spirits among us. And I'm here to preach to us tonight. I know I ain't got you shouting. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not trying to get you shouting. Amen. Randy Webb said, amen. I'm not trying to get you on your feet. I'm trying to get you on your knees. Amen. Amen. That's where we need to be tonight. Amen. We need the Lord to move upon us. Amen. To help us to the place where we can find our place in the Lord. Amen. We need to realize that the dreams that we have. Amen. How many in this place want to see a church that's Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized? Amen. Filled with the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Amen. How many of you, amen, want to be a man of God that never wavers? Amen. A woman of God that will not back down. Amen. A preacher, oh hallelujah, with the double portion of the Holy Ghost upon your life. Amen. A young lady, amen, with the anointing of heaven to live right and tell the world. Amen. How many of us here tonight, amen, want to see a church that people can come in? Amen. Like there was years ago, I believe it's down here in Texas. Amen. They used to pick them up in the ambulance and say, where do you want to go? To the hospital or such and such church? And they would always say, take me to that church. There was somebody 24/7 in the lobby. Amen. They would wheel them back in the lobby back in 1935. Amen. They would bring them in and they would pray and they would recover right there. Amen. Why? Because somebody did not believe and entertain a spirit of doubt, but they entertained, amen, the Holy Ghost and the spirit of faith. If there's anything we need to entertain tonight, it's the spirit of heaven. It's the spirit of glory. I'm going to tell you, you got some dreams, some things you can be for the Lord. Amen. Don't let go of your dream. One day it can be a reality if you but hold on and let God, amen, do it for you. Hallelujah. I don't know why I keep feeling this way, but I believe somebody don't believe me. I believe somebody don't believe me. Amen. Oh, Lord, help me. Help me be gentle. I just feel like somebody don't believe me. I don't know why. I fought with it all day. Amen. Maybe it's the devil. If it is, somebody rebuke it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just felt like somebody felt like that I was giving false hope to the people. I know it's a lie from the devil, but you need to tell him it's a lie as well. Amen. Amen. You say, where is the healings at, brother? Aren't you still believing that he did it the other night? Huh? Come on. Aren't you still, have you entertained a spirit since the other night? Have you entertained a spirit of doubt? Amen. I want to tell you, don't you think the devil has not came against me and tried to get me to entertain it? Amen. But I've had to turn it aside. Amen. I've had to turn it aside. I've had to turn a different direction. Say, no, devil. Amen. I know. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know tonight. Amen. I can't make you believe me. Amen. But will you believe the word of God? Amen. I don't think I preach anything outside the word, have I? If I have, amen, the pastor can please reprimand me. Amen. Take me by the seat of the pants and throw me out the back door if I'm preaching a false gospel. Amen. But I don't feel like I am here tonight. Amen. I believe we've got to quit entertaining doubt. Amen. And realize that God is still on the throne. Amen. What he did in these sisters' days, amen, he's going to do in our day. Amen. Glory to God. What we can grasp a hold of today, a generation after us. Amen. Glory to God can have a healing lobby in their church house where people can come and believe, I want it in this day and hour. I want it right now. It's my dream. It's my dream. Amen. To see a church on fire. It's my dream. Amen. To see a church possessed with the gifts of the power of the Holy Ghost. A church that'll entertain the moving of the Spirit instead of the spirit of the world. Oh God, amen, make our dreams reality. Oh, glory to God. We don't need more smooth talkers. Amen. And I may have it wrong, the wrong book, but I believe it's in Isaiah, where they came to him and they said, speak smooth things to us. They even went so far as to say prophesied deceits because they did not want to hear the truth. I had a young man, and this is where we can't entertain the spirit. Young folks, you can't afford entertainment. I had a young man graduated from Bible college. He came home, entertained the spirit of doubt. A couple of years went by before he did, but he began to entertain some things and spirits. And we got the call on the job site. His brother was working with us. He's just shot himself. You don't go from Bible school to shoot yourself by not entertaining something. He didn't die. I went back where he worked. He still struggles with some of the difficulties from that today. But I talked to him. 4 or 5 times I went by his workplace and said, I love you, appreciate you. I said,
Surely. Are you going to go to church sometime? Amen. You know, he always, well, I'm going to go sometime. I said, go. But I want you to see how the devil works. I went to him one day. Walked back in. Back in the fishing department. I said, how you doing? Doing all right? I said, you want to? He said, man. He said, you ever heard of Joel Osteen? I said, I didn't say it this way. It's what I thought. Unfortunately. Amen. He said, oh, he said, man, you know, he was trying to turn it spiritual. He said, well, I want to tell you something. He said, I heard him the other day. He said, man, he makes you feel good. So I got a hold of him. And I looked at him. I said, I called his name. I said, you don't need to feel good in your sin. You have to know him. I can talk to him. He talks plain to me. I talk plain to him. I looked at him. I said, so you don't need to feel good in sin, do you? He just looked at me. I said, you know, a sinner does not need to be comfortable in the house of the Lord. But there are sinners that have fields, coliseums, and stadiums, and they are comfortable because somebody has entertained a spirit, amen, that is contrary to the word of God. Amen. I'm just trying to give you an example to show you. I know you may not be here tonight, amen, entertaining those kind of spirits. Amen. You're still desiring to have Pentecost and still desiring to live holiness, but I'm preaching to somebody tonight. You've got to believe the word of God, or, amen, that very Satan spirit can come upon you. Oh, brother, I would never do nothing like he tried to do. Amen. You entertain spirits long enough and you'll find that you do all kinds of things. Amen. We always said that the devil will take you down a wrong road. Amen. Keep you longer than you want to stay. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, he'll keep you for life. That's the problem. Amen. He'll keep you for life. Amen. If you keep listening to the spirit of the world. But I want to tell you, there's victory in Jesus. Amen. There's victory in the cross. Amen. We can entertain a spirit tonight. Amen. It's not anything, but it's a spirit that overcame the world. It's a spirit that still gives us power. It's a spirit that still brings the anointing. It's a spirit who's there. Watch out. Oh, I'd like to preach to you tonight. Amen. I feel the burden in my heart today. Amen. To tell you, quit entertaining the spirit. Amen. And pick up the arrows and smite the altar again. Amen. Because there are no limits. Amen. To what God can do for you. Amen. Quit saying, amen, that I don't think he's going to do it. Amen. I don't know if he's going to. It's a spirit of doubt. Amen. You can't entertain it. Amen. There's a generation entertaining a spirit of lust. And they can't get in the altar because their mind's consumed. Amen. With things that not ought to be. Amen. Why? Because we've entertained a spirit that's got a hold of our heart and's not going to let go. But we've got to win the battle. Amen. We've got to win the war. Amen. We've got to come out. And for some of you, it feels like but a dream that God would really do what he said he'd do. But I want you to look at something. Peter says they go through the first ward and the second ward. I feel like coming home tonight. That's all right. Hallelujah. Is it all right if we just use these again? Hallelujah. Amen. They're there for your taking. They're there for your victory. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not smiting the ground with those sticks that brings it. But it's your surrender to God that he can and he will. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I want you to see he came through the first ward and the second ward. And then the angel, as they came to the iron gate, amen, that shut up on the prison. The Bible said that it opened of itself before them. Amen. They walked on out and Peter's still in a trance. Oh, Lord, this sure is wonderful. I wish it was real. Oh, Lord, I can see what the preacher's talking about. I wish it was real. Amen. He tried to make it clear and it sounds so good, but I wish it was real. Amen. Oh, Lord, if I could just have that anointing, I wish it was real. Oh, Lord, I wish he could do it to me. Amen. But I know he won't. Amen. Oh, amen. It seems like I get fear in my heart when I think about approaching the altar in front of all these people. Don't entertain it tonight. Don't entertain it tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Will God really do a work in me? Will God really make me a saint? If God in the house of
of the Lord, a pillar that the church can help and lean upon. Yes, he will. Oh, but it seems like a dream. Amen. Peter really, the Bible says, the angel departs. Amen. After the angel departs, then Peter comes to himself. Amen. He looks around and he says, of a surety. Amen. Now my dream, it wasn't just a vision. Amen. Glory to God. Can I tell you, some of you are on the dark side right now. Amen. You may be bound tonight. I want to tell you, when God brings you through it, and when he does, and he will, you'll look back and say, oh, that was but a dream. And now I'm living in reality of what God can really do. I want to tell you tonight, you are not defeated. Amen. There is a light. Amen. There is a victory. Amen. There is an anointing. There is a power. There is something that you and I, amen, can grab a hold of, and God will bring us through. I want to tell you, when the light shines in and the angel smokes your side, amen, get up. Amen. Get up and let the Lord do for you what he will. Amen. He is in this house. Don't entertain it no longer. Don't entertain it no longer. You're great people. You're great people. You put up with my preaching. You're great people. I want to tell you, I plead with you tonight. I plead with you. You're saved. Amen. God has touched your heart. It seems like a dream that he'd fill me with the Holy Ghost. But when you come out on the other side, when it becomes a reality, oh, glory to God, you look back and say, it was but a dream. It was but a dream. All those hard times and all those difficult times, all those times seeking around the altar, it's but a dream, because now it's a reality. Now it's a reality, because I feel and know the presence of God. Would you praise the Lord? Church, there's a Peter that needs you to pray. There's a Peter that needs you to pray. Amen. Whoa. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Quit entertaining. Devil, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Church, we have the right to bind it. We have the right to bind it when our dreams become the reality. Oh, oh. Can we come around this altar tonight and pray for these Peters who have dared to come? Oh, they put the fear behind them. They put doubt behind them and say, oh God, I'm not going to stay, but I'm going to go. He said, amen. Is there anybody? Do we have a church that'll pray? If you are able, in this house tonight, the altar is the place to be. Come on. Amen. If you were bound, would you want somebody to pray for you? If you were in fear and discouragement, would you want somebody to pray for you? Wow. If you couldn't win for yourself, would you want somebody to pray for you? Oh, glory to God. Don't let nothing. If you're not able, I understand. Oh, Holy Ghost, break the fetters. Let the chains fall off. Let victory come. Oh, glory. 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 Glory.